Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Today was Chip Kelly's final day of availability this week as the Eagles get set for Sunday afternoon's matchup with the Buffalo Bills. And the big topic at Coach Kelly's press conference was the return of running back LeSean McCoy. And today, Kelly touched upon how the McCoy trade went down back in the offseason.
And how he was traded wasn't handled right. And I've said that before. I did not get an opportunity to talk to him. And it's a lesson that we should never do, to be honest with you, is that we were told that the trade wasn't initiated and wouldn't be initiated until the next morning. So there were no phone calls to be made. And then all of a sudden, I'm driving to an event and he's been traded. And I felt bad that I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I called him. He didn't answer my phone call. I know he was pissed, and he should be pissed, but rightly so. And every player that's ever left this team, I've talked to him personally myself. Everyone that's in town, we talk to him individually. Here in our office, I talk to him. The coordinator talks to him. The position coach talks to him. We have a way that we do it that I think is the right way to do it, and it wasn't exercised in that case.
Switching from a former Eagles running back to a current one, inside the locker room we heard from DeMarco Murray, who discussed his speaking with CEO and Chairman Jeffrey Lurie and how he wants to be back with the Eagles next season.
Yeah, I'm very happy here. You know, these are my teammates, my guys. You know, a lot of respect for everyone in this locker room, the coaching staff, the ownership, and I love it here. I think everyone's frustrated when we're losing two or three games the way we lost, and obviously the record isn't where it needs to be, and, you know, you're not playing the way you want to be and play. You know, I think everyone's a little frustrated, including myself. And you just got to continue, like I said, all year long. You got to come to work every day and battle and fight through it and just try to get better.
And finally, we caught up with a couple of members of the Eagles defense as we heard from Cedric Thornton and Connor Barwin on what the Bills offense brings to the table.
You know, attack him a different way. Obviously, against Brady, you were just trying to get him to move, get out of the pocket. With Tyrod, we'll try to do our best to kind of keep him contained and keep him in the pocket.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Brady is kind of 38 on the verge of, you know, his career almost being over, and Taylor got more speed. And, I just feel like we just had to contain him on the outside, and he got Shady back there, too. So we just had to contain both of them and let our DBs do what they got to do on Watkins and just play as a group and have high energy and just know what's at the task and know what's at stake and just come out with the victory.
Finally, an injury update here as we wrap things up on this 360 update. Every single player on the Eagles roster was a full participant on Thursday. That is very good news heading into Sunday's matchup. And be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week for all of the latest Eagles news.